I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. We are into the second last weekend of the OHL regular season. The playoffs are just around the corner. You can check out playoff packages on OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll get a preview of the 2024 Memorial Cup, sponsored by Dow, coming up in Saginaw in May. That in a moment, but first, this week's Kojiko OHL Player of the Week is Dylan Robrecht of the Oshawa Generals. He picked up 3 goals and 4 assists for 7 points in 3 games last week as the Generals went 3-for-3 in those games and shot up the OHL Eastern Conference standings. Originally a third-round pick in the 2020 OHL Priority Selection, he was selected by the New York Rangers in the 6th round of the 2023 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Well, junior hockey players, fans, and everyone else will be gathered in Saginaw, Michigan this May as the 2024 Memorial Cup, sponsored by Dow, takes place in Saginaw, Michigan. Craig Goslin is the president and managing partner of the Spirit and joins me now to talk about how things are coming together in mid-Michigan.
They're going great, Terry. We're really pleased. Corporate sponsorships are going to set a record. We're at about 70% occupancy tickets sold for the majority of the 8 games, and we know that the tickets are going to go fast now that the single gate tickets are on sale. So yeah, it's going really well. The community has really grabbed a hold of the importance of the Memorial Cup and what it means to Canadian culture, and we're going to be highlighting that throughout the entire time of the Memorial Cup. So our community is excited, state of Michigan's excited, and we're ready to go. If the Memorial Cup was held tomorrow, we're ready.
I was going to say, I say this tongue-in-cheek, but I'm sure it's one thing when some of the preparations were going on last May and the group was in Kamloops checking things out. It's another thing that might be looking at the date coming, uh-oh, we're getting closer.
There's no question. It's coming quick. But we are really prepared. We have a tremendous team here with Kayla Pionk, who's our local event coordinator. And the league has been incredible working with us all the way through from the marketing staff to the front office. We've had great chemistry together, working together, and I'm really pleased. I think that the OHL fans that come to Saginaw for the Memorial Cup are going to come here and have an experience in their lifetime. The Fan Fest itself, we're announcing Walker Hayes, the country artist, is going to be here as well on the Saturday, June 1st, with a concert in the park right across the street from the Dow Event Center. The Fan Fest is going to be special with all the different things going on and in and around the footprint of the Fan Fest. We're a number of alumni we've got confirmed right now, 50 alumni coming. It's going to be a nice time for all of us to get together and celebrate the OHL and in our community and throughout the entire region.
I know during the bid process, you talked to, of course, people in the region, of course, and Frankenmuth was a big factor there as well. How much, you know, it's one thing during the bid process, but I know they were out there in Kamloops and saw firsthand the Memorial Cup and how it takes over a community. And I'm sure just the before and after of that had to be a big, showcase for them just to see how big the Memorial Cup is.
The community of Frankenmuth is gone over the moon on the Memorial Cup and on the OHL. And this is going to have legacy effects well beyond the Memorial Cup. If you haven't been to Frankenmuth, this is your opportunity to come and stay there and then come to the Memorial Cup games. It's Little Bavaria. Terry, I know you've been there. It has the same feeling. If you close your eyes, you would think you're in Bavaria. Once you walk around there, it's incredible with what they do there. But yeah, we're going to be housing the teams there. We're encouraging the fans to stay in Frankenmuth. They have a number of top 4- and 5-star hotels there. And the experience there is second to none. So, yeah, we're excited to be hosting the majority of our events off the ice in Frankenmuth, and I think the fans are going to really enjoy that as well.
One thing, of course, with the Memorial Cup every year, we see fans come in from other cities, and I'm sure you've already heard discussions, as you were talking about, name it hotels, but still, especially drawing from, for example, some of those West Division rivals, whether it's fans from Flint or Sarnia and Windsor and London and everything like that. And, of course, then it depends who's there representing the Ontario Hockey League. But I've got to think you're already seeing names and seeing locations on reservations that have some other cities on them already.
We've had a great week this week. The fever has really turned to a pitch this week because we have ticket sales are going great and hotel reservations are flying in. So you're right. I mean, this is an opportunity to celebrate what is great about major junior hockey, in particular the CHL and the OHL. We're the best development league in the world, and we're going to show that both on the ice and off the ice with all the activities. And we're going to highlight, too, with the veterans. We're going to be having two Canadian veterans here that have done significant things for the safety and for the protection of Canada. And we're also going to have two American veterans that have done the same. And we're going to be highlighting these four heroes throughout the events of the Memorial Cup. And it's going to be a little bit different, but yet it may be a bigger explanation point as to what the Memorial Cup really is all about. And that is truly honoring those that made the ultimate sacrifice in Canada and beyond.
What changes have come to the Dow Event Center at the arena since the Memorial Cup was awarded?
Well, you know, one of the things that we did is we asked our county commissioners, who the county of Saginaw owns the building. And when we were putting the bid together, we needed to have the building upgraded. We needed new suites, which they've done. We needed a new ceiling. We needed new lighting, an LED ribbon, a huge LED curved wall display in the atrium. And one of the most important parts is we needed three dressing rooms for the visiting teams to be top-notch, to be NHL caliber were my direction. And Terry, we've got that. We've got a portable out back that I would move into. I live in that portable. It's that nice. And the other two dressing rooms inside the Dow Event Center are NHL caliber dressing rooms. In fact, they're as nice as our home room. And it's going to be a really good representation of what our community has done. It's going to be over $11 million of investment that's gone into the Dow Event Center. And just the legacy alone of the things that have happened because of the Memorial Cup in our community are extraordinary. And part of that is the renovations of our facility.
People that are listening to us right now, they're thinking, all right, I maybe time to get my tickets, time to get my hotels. What's the best approach for them to get the information?
Yeah, just go to SaginawSpirit.com, and on the top, you're going to find a spot there for the Memorial Cup, and just click on that, and it'll head you right to the site, and you can get your tickets, and then you can go to GoGreat.com. It's GoGreat.com, and that will help you with your hotel reservations. They got a number of opportunities in there, not just in Frankenmuth, but in Saginaw Township and Midland as well. There's a number of options for the fans in terms of overnight stays.
That was Craig Goslin, the president and managing partner of the Saginaw Spirit, as they get set to host the 2024 Memorial Cup presented by Dow. A look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings sees the Western Hockey League's Prince George Cougars number one nationally, followed by the Saginaw Spirit at number two, and the London Knights also representing the OHL at number three. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.